The Old Mulberry Trees of Selegong. The white mulberry tree originally came from China. Its history is linked to that of sericulture, the breeding of silkworms. At the larval stage, the bombyx moth feeds on the leaves of the mulberry trees, which it uses to make a precious saliva, silk. White mulberry trees were first grown in antiquity in China, where silk clothing was a luxury. Silk was then imported by caravans to Europe, and the first cultivation of the white mulberry tree appeared in Greece towards the middle of the 6th century. It was later introduced into Sicily in the 12th century and in the 14th century in France. Henry II encouraged its cultivation, followed by Henry IV, who allowed it to become more widespread. The silk industry developed alongside the luxury of the Renaissance courts. But it was above all the agronomist Olivier de Serres who encouraged massive mulberry plantation in Provence and the Cévennes. The silk trade became highly prosperous in the 17th century, and Lyon became the world silk capital. At the time, the mulberry tree was known as the Tree of Gold. Sericulture declined in France from the middle of the 19th century when it fell victim of foreign competition and, above all, because of pébrine, a bacteria which attacked white mulberry trees. In the 20th century, the arrival of artificial textiles dealt it the final blow. The thousands of hectares of white mulberry planted in the south of France were almost all grabbed up in the 1950s to be placed by vines, orchards, or corn. The white mulberry is a remarkably long-lived tree, which can live for several centuries. Selegong's white mulberry trees probably date back to the mid-19th century, a period when they were abundant. They are the rare witnesses to the several hundreds of trees that covered the plain of Man at the beginning of the 20th century, as you can see in the photograph on your screen. At that time, silk provided a small cottage industry which brought in an extra income. Intensive grubbing in the late 1950s coincided with the industrialization of open field crops which now prevail in the plain of Man.